Can I just say how lovely it is to be here this evening, and a big thank you to all those who have taken part. Boys, I'm glad I've come tonight, Denver, because I thought I was aging, having to start using these things. But now I see when your memory's failing you, it doesn't make me feel too bad. But it's lovely to be here this evening, and it's lovely to have John with us and Victoria as well, and to really have this sound of praise amongst us here this evening. I also want to say a big, big thank you to your pastor here this evening, Pastor Johnny. I've never met him before. He says he has heard me before. I was doing a mission one time in Belize 3 years ago. He says, I heard you there, and I felt like saying to him, and you're mad enough to allow me into your pulpit this evening. But brother, we do pray that God will bless your ministry mightily. And I haven't met the family yet, but I will before the weekend's out. And I want you to know, and I've shared this with you, you're among good people here. You're among Lurgan Baptist and I. We've been friends for so many years. And I know you're among God's people here, and you'll be greatly encouraged. And it's a great thing when a pastor is in a fellowship where he's been greatly encouraged. Believe it or believe it not, next week I'll have 9 years of pastoral ministry accomplished in Kilkeel. And I do want to thank the church in Kilkeel. I can assure you, my pastor is a very easy one down there, because I've never been encouraged as much as I have since I've been there. The folk there are very encouraging and really supportive. And I know, brother, you're going to be well supported and encouraged here. Now, I have our brother, Colin Emerson, under strict instructions. I said to Colin there about a fortnight ago, he says, when you get the new man in and you get him settled, bring him round for a cup of coffee. And I will definitely keep the social distance in part, you know. We'll have to pass the biscuit barrel round like pass the parcel. But I'm looking forward to that. And we've just met. It's not too often you get a service where you've got two tall, good-looking young pastors at the one service. Is that right? And I know what you're saying. No wonder, George, you have to start wearing glasses. But it's lovely to be here this evening. If you have a copy of God's Word with you, I want you to turn with me, please, to Isaiah 61. I was on the phone with Alan Carson this week, one of the elders here. I says, Alan, how long am I expected to preach on Saturday night? Well, he says, it's not your ordinary service, George. I would cut it down to about an hour and a half. If you say I'm here for an hour and a half, you'll be here on your own. Isaiah chapter 61, please. And reading from verse number 1, and we read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. You know, that's what we need in these days. We need anointed men in our pulpits. We need anointed men to preach, not educated men. We need anointed men to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Ending at verse 3, and we know that the Lord, and we look to the Lord for his blessing upon his word this evening. This service has reminded the child of God, it has reminded all of us, of something that the Christians of today have forgot. This service has reminded the Christian of today what we have forgot. Do you know what the Christian of today has forgotten? They have forgotten the importance of praise. I want you to get that tonight. The importance of praise. Because you see, praise and prayer both go hand in hand to know the victorious Christian life. Prayer and praise. You see, child of God, I'm sure you will agree with me that there's never been a day when we've seen so many of God's people discouraged, downhearted, deflated, and especially over these last 18 months, there's this spirit of heaviness has come upon God's people. A spirit of heaviness that has robbed the believer of their joy, that has robbed the believer of their peace, that has robbed the believer of their zeal, that has robbed the believer of their passion, that has robbed the believer of their power. And there is a spirit of heaviness upon God's people today. Why? Because we have forgot about the importance of praise. Oh, I know there's the importance of prayer, and we can't ignore that tonight because prayer is important. But God wants to remind us tonight the importance of praise. Boys, I can tell you it was wonderful tonight. It was wonderful just to be here to sing God's praises. And the wee thought the Lord has given me for this evening comes from just a wee text that is tucked away in there in verse number 3. Because here we read the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Boys, all through my Christian life, I've heard great sermons on the armor of God, great messages on the shield of faith, great messages on the helmet of salvation, great messages on the breastplate of righteousness, but not once have I ever heard a message preached on the garment of praise. Boys, if there's anything God's people needs to get on today, as well as the armor of God, is to get on them this evening, the garment of praise. And you know, that's what's needed in the hearts of God's people today. The garment of praise. You know, the psalmist said in Psalm 34, verse 1, he says, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just good times. Not just happy times. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall be continually in my mouth. You know, that's wonderful this evening. It's wonderful because there are so many tonight who are downhearted, discouraged, and deflated in their faith, and there's no fire, there's no joy, there's no power. And tonight we need to think this evening about the importance of praise because there's much negativity about. Much negativity. And you know, I don't know if you're ever around negative people, but they make me negative. They make me negative. You know, I remember walking down Newcastle Street about 2 years ago and the sun was splitting the trees. God's creation, the beauty of God's creation was all around us. And Tracy says, I'm away into Wordsworth. Well, if she's away into Wordsworth, that gives me a good hour to do my own thing. Because when she goes in, she doesn't know when to come out. And I was standing and then I met this lady walking down the street. And I remember from the days when I was working out there in Warringstown for Paul Thompson. And this lady was, she professed to be a believer. I'm not doubting it, but she was all, I never knew her name. But she was always miserable, always complaining. And no matter what you talk, listen, there was a complaining match. And I hadn't seen her for all them years. And she come down the street and she seen me and she come over and she boned me. And she said to her, hello, it's a long time since I've seen you. It's another wonderful day. She says, it's a day for sitting at home with your feet up. Ach, says I, you've all winter to sit at home with your feet up. Ach, I know, but ach, it's a bad day. He says, how's it a bad day? Well, she says, I asked him, would he come with me to Newcastle for a run? And he wouldn't come. I felt like saying that I wouldn't blame him. And she started to moan and groan. And you know, when you meet people like that there, you're trying to edge yourself away to try, you know, you're trying to give her the hint, you know, no harm to you. But the more I walked away, the more she followed me. She says, "Ach, it's terrible, you know, and he wouldn't come with me, and I just slammed the car door, and I just come down on my own." And she says, "I was walking down the street, and suddenly I discovered that I had come without my teeth." And I said, "You know, listen, dear, if you work with 8 and 99, it'll be soft enough in your gums, just that's all right. But thankfully I got away." You know, been around negative people, they make me negative. And then if you go home negative, then the very goldfish gets negative. It's desperate. But wait till I tell you, child of God, let's focus on the last few moments about the importance of praise, because God's people needs to get back to the place where we know and understand the importance of praise. Here in this text, what calls the garment of praise for what? For what? For the spirit of heaviness. And if there's anything the child of God, redeemed by blood, born again by the Spirit, saved by grace, needs to put on today is the garment of praise. Because you see, another big problem is Christians are out of balance. So many of God's people, yes, and they'll talk about prayer and prayer and prayer, but they never talk about praise. And then you get the other Christian, they're all praise and praise and praise, but they never talk about prayer. And child of God, this evening, as we come together, first of all, I want to talk about the power of praise. Oh, tonight, let me tell you, there's power with praise tonight. There's power with praise. Let me tell you something about the power of praise tonight. It's the greatest problem solvers. I'll tell you why. Because praise gets our focus back on God. That's where the Christian today needs to get their focus. Not on COVID. I'm sick and I'm tired of COVID. And I'm sick and tired of listening about this. Child of God, let's get back where we're focused on God. Focused on God. Oh, yes. It gets our focus on God. Do you remember 2 Chronicles? In 2 Chronicles, the people of God were surrounded. Oh, the foe, there was the Ammonites and there was the Moabites and all the rest of the eights. And they were outnumbered and they were outgunned. What did Jehoshaphat do? He called it a time of fasting and praying. And then the day of the battle came. The day of the battle came. Who did they send out first? The swordsmen? No. They sent out the singers first. They sent out the singers. "Hey, Jehoshaphat, will we send the chariots out first?" "No, don't we send the chariots out. Send the choir out first. Send the choir." And child of God, this evening when we see that wonderful event happening, and we see the singers going out before the very army into the face of the enemy. Do you know what the start of the sing? The start of the sing and praise for the beauty of holiness. And the start of the praise God, the Lord, for his mercy forever and ever. Do you know what we need to learn to do in these days? Sing in the face of the enemy. Satan hates it. He hates it. And the enemy hates a singing saint. And he hates a smiling saint. Oh, child of God, get on tonight the garment of praise. In verse 22, oh, here's one for you. Here's the power of praise. Verse 22 of 2 Chronicles, chapter number 20. Do you know what we read? When they began to sing and when they began to praise the Lord, then the Lord set ambushments and defeated the enemy. Oh, let me tell you, child of God, when you get God's people praying and praising at the same time, God can do nothing else, only honor that person. Will you learn that this evening? Listen, never you let life affect your praise, but let praise affect your life. Will you learn that tonight? Never you let your life affect your praise, but let praise affect your life. What about Paul and Silas? Oh, come with me for a wee minute into the Philippian jail. 12 o'clock, the darkest time of the day. There they are with their feet in the stocks. And there they are with their hands in the stocks. And there they are with their backs lashed open, being whipped. And I'll tell you, friend, do you know what it says? And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Is that all they've done? Not at all. They prayed and sang praises to God. They weren't shouting, "Hey, boy, we know our rights." Not at all. If they were the ordinary Christian today, what would they be doing? They'd be sticking it on Facebook. "Look at us bound up here, persecution. I've never seen more rubbish put up on Facebook by Christians." They shall be ashamed of themselves. And it's nothing to laugh at. I'll tell you, friend, in the darkest time of the night, hands, feet in stocks, and hands in the stocks, and their backs red raw, friend, instead of complaining, they were praising. They prayed and sang praises to God. Will you get that right? They prayed and they sang praises to God. And as they were praying, and as they were praising, God honored them. Maybe that's why you were not seeing anything happening. We're praying and we're praying and we're praying, but we're not praising. We're not praising. You see, that's the power of praise tonight. Oh, friend, what do we read in the text? Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Do you need your spirit lifted tonight? Do you need your heart lifted? Do you need your mind lifted? Put on the garment of praise. Oh, glory to God. And then I want you to notice the pattern of praise. Oh, look very closely to this garment tonight. I'll tell you why. Every thread, every fiber, every stitch speaks of Christ. Oh, child of God, that's what's unique about the garment of praise tonight. Every stitch, every fiber, every thread speaks of Christ. We don't praise for the sake of it. We praise because of who we praise. Isn't that right? Psalm 119, verse 164 says, "Seven times a day will I praise thee because of thy judgments." Oh, yes, child of God. Seven times a day, he says, will I praise thee. Tell me this. Have you got a Fanny Crosby heart? Have you got a Fanny Crosby heart this evening? But have you? What do I mean, have I got a Fanny Crosby heart? Have you got a heart that says tonight, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Oh, child of God tonight, a heart that praises and is filled with praise is a heart that's filled tonight with the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know why the garment of praise is so important? Because it's Christ exalting. That's what we need in these days. We need lives that will exalt Christ in a world that's dying, in a world that's blind, in a world that's perishing. And you know, child of God, oh, don't let life affect your praise. Let your praise affect your life tonight. Friend, should we not praise Him for His person tonight? Can we not truly say and thank the Lord that John sungeth, "How great thou art"? Praise Him for His person. Praise Him for His power. Praise Him for His provision. Praise Him for his pardon. Praise Him for His grace. Praise Him for His goodness. Praise Him for His guidance. Praise Him for His blood. Praise Him for His blood. The blood of Jesus Christ which cleanseth us from all sin. Oh, if you can't praise Him for the blood, I don't know, friend. There's someone wrong. Praise Him for His blessings. And every person, oh, glory to God. And praise Him for His cross. Praise Him for His cross tonight. Oh, yes. Praise Him for His resurrection tonight. Sing His praises. Tell the story of Him who liveth and cometh again. Tell me this. How will you enter into the house of the Lord in the morning? Tomorrow morning's the Lord's day. Tell me. How will you enter? How will you enter the assembly as they gather together? How will you enter it? Will you enter the office just a done thing? I would need to go. If I don't go, the elders will be in my back and they'll be ringing up to say where I was. Or do you go into the house of the Lord the way we ought to? I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. Yes, brother and sister, as I bring this to a close, what does the scriptures teach? Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Then I want to finish with the purpose of praise, because the garment of praise is for the spirit of heaviness. You know, Satan has robbed many of God's people of their joy and peace in these days. He has. And so many, as I've said, has got downhearted and discouraged. And maybe that's how you've come to this meeting tonight. You no longer have the joy that you once have. You have no longer the fire. You have no longer the power in your life. But tonight, we're to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Why? Why? Let me tell you why. Because praise, above everything else, praise ushers in life. And ushers in light into the dark circumstances of our day. And praise is the ultimate act of faith. And there's one thing that I have noticed. And wait till I tell you, pastors can get discouraged and deflated at times. Some of them will tell you they wouldn't. Don't you listen to them. Because we all do, don't we, Johnny? We all do. But there's one thing I've learned from experience. Praise not only lifts the spiritual heaviness, it lifts the emotional heaviness, it lifts the physical heaviness. And child of God, tonight as we come and as we bring this to a close, you and I tonight have a responsibility that through these lives of ours, we have to prove, not with our lips, but with our lives, to a world out there tonight that Christ is real, that God is real. And child of God, in these days of uncertainty and in these days of unrest, if there's ever a people, if there's ever a congregation of people that needs to really live out for God and with a note of praise in these days, it's the child of God. Yes. Let's see to it, child of God. It's time the believer gets. Let's get our heads out of the sand and let's get rid of that old attitude. Ach, sure, it's the days in which we're living in. It might be days in which we're living in. But I have still every reason to rejoice and praise. Have you? If you have every reason and right to praise him, say amen. And don't be ashamed to say it. And can I urge you, before you leave this church this evening, if you want to get out of that spirit of heaviness and depression and that old downheartedness and dullness that your life's engulfed with, learn to put on the garment of praise and you'll find your soul lifting. You'll find your spirit lifting. You'll find your mind lifting. Because it's him and him alone who is the focus of our praise. Thank God tonight for the garment of praise, for the the spirit of heaviness. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the closing moments of this service, we thank you, Lord, for the note of praise that has been sounded. We thank you, Lord, tonight that through your own word, you have shown us, Lord, the importance of praise because of whom we praise. We thank you, Lord, tonight that we, the people of God, are on victory ground. And Lord, as we've been going through these last 18 months or so, we can truly say God is still on the throne. And he will continue to remember his own. Bless us, we pray, for what we've heard in song, for what we've heard in word. Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit himself will minister both to our hearts and continue to do so, that, Lord, we would know in these days how to walk in victory in the sight of defeat. We praise you tonight for the cross. But Lord, we praise you tonight most of all for the one who died there, yea, rose again, for the Redeemer and him who will return someday soon. Help us, Lord, in these days to live under the shadow of the cross and to live in the light of thy soon coming again. And we can truly say in these dark days, Jesus is coming. Sing the glad word. Part us now, Lord, in thy fear and with thy blessing. Take us, Lord, to our homes in safety. And Lord, we pray that you'll bless us tomorrow morning, the Lord's day, as we fellowship with one another around thy word. And most importantly, around thy table. For it's in the Savior's wonderful and precious name we pray. Amen.